This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Brooklyn. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, Gio, Jerry. How you doing today? Happy Thursday morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Hey, so Masters Thursday. I'm actually in a car to LaGuardia right now, heading down. Meeting up with my mom. She's a big fan of you guys as well. We're going to going to the round tomorrow. I missed it. I was waiting on hold. Who'd you guys pick for your winners for this weekend? And Gene, any backdoor picks on your side?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tough with the pick and the winners. I do think that Rory's going to win. I also made a win bet on Shane Lowry. I had a little fun with a win bet on Phil Mickelson, but I do think a top 20 bet is a better one for him. And if you're looking for some either top 10s, top 20s, or take a flyer on other guys other than Lowry, Neiman and Corey Connors are two guys that I like a lot. So that's where I'm at, basically. And Colin Morikawa, another one. I know it's chalk, but I really do think that those guys at the top are going to play well. But some guys that aren't chalk, I think, you know, Corey Connors, Shane Lowry, Joaquin Neiman are guys that I like. Isn't your first Masters, or is it?
Yeah. It's a birthday for her. So we been wanting to go for a couple of years. And
how'd you get tickets?
A while ago. We went on StubHub, Jerry. Oh. I was watching the market closely for the last couple of months. And I mean, we still spent a pretty penny, but I don't know if you've been following. I mean, they skyrocketed. So supposedly this is the last year that it'll be more of a free reign. And next year, I guess the Masters will partner with some sort of secondary source so that it's all funneled into one secondary source. Because right now, I mean, tickets are like over 25 a ticket, which is ridiculous.
2,500?
No, sir.
Wait, what?
$25,000 a ticket?
Yeah, we pay nothing near that, though. I just want to make that clear.
Oh, okay.
But check on StubHub.
Now, is that for the Sunday round when you said, or is that for like the full week pass?
Oh, no, Jerry. Sorry, I need to correct you on both, but you're wrong on both. Yesterday was over 20.
For the practice round like and the par 3 contest?
No, sorry, Jerry. Today is over like 20. And tomorrow and Saturday, they're like over 25.
Wow.
We bought them months ago, though. I was monitoring and got them. Like I said, we still spend, but nothing near that. So supposedly next year, the Masters are going to partner with someone, which makes sense. So it's not the Wild West out there. But you got to go. Listen to this, though, fellas. You have to go. You go down. So all along, I buy the tickets thinking that they're going to be mailed to me. And then about 2 days after I buy them, I get an email saying, sorry, we're not mailing them to you. You actually need to go to a location. So I guess because they're all daily passes, what happens, and I guess this is common the more I've read into it, that what happens is that I bought a daily pass that's tied to 4, right? So the whole 4 days are for the week. So the person who has today gets the same ticket that I have, but for today, and they have to return it to the same location by 7:30 tonight.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a disaster.
Dude. Gio, believe me, man, I haven't really told that part of it to my mom, but so hopefully everything goes well. This whole trip has kind of been planned on me, But yeah, so I'm praying to God, you know, that Joe Schmo doesn't have too many pimento cheese sandwiches and and a couple extra beers, and you know, forgets to deliver his ticket today. So.
You are trusting strangers way too much for that amount of money, man.
I hope don't disintegrate.
And you think? Gee, I've lived here for 37 years, and my trust would be disintegrated like those tickets that you talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And it's not. But I'm knocking on wood that hopefully everything would go well. And gee, just one. And Jerry, one for you. Check out Seb Straka. Yeah. That's just the one. One long term that I put in there.
I like Sep a lot. My friend that we do the pools together likes him. And good luck, Chris. And please call us and let us know how it went. But he's big on Sep, who has won already this year. He's had some other top tens. He's a Georgia guy. I'm just not ready for him to take that leap in a field like this. But I do like him. So I'm looking at StubHub right now, and there's a Thursday, Friday, 2-day pass, and it says, these are the last tickets remaining in section grounds. These are the only ones that they have up there, and they're 12,000 each. 12,000 each. They're not 25, but
they're 12,000. And we just watched this thing on CBS that we talked about the other day on ticket scalping and the secondary market and StubHub. And anytime I sit there and say it's not fair to the consumer, it's what the market bears. People are going to spend this amount of money. It's absurd. It really is.
Yeah, I cannot wrap my head around the fact that our caller bought a 1-day pass that is a part of a 4-day pass that he has to pick up from somebody and then drop off at a location so another person can go get it. And he spent tens of thousands of dollars on it. Like, how are you ever going to be able to regulate that situation? I mean, I'm not missing anything there, right?
Well, I think the only way it's regulated is if he does not get the tickets. I'm sure, I would think, StubHub will back up. They do have the guarantee. So it's not like he went into Craigslist and bought the tickets where that money could be gone. I do think he is protected financially. Where he's not protected is the time and the travel. And because he's only got the 1 day. So if something happens, and let's even just say the guy over... doesn't return them, and he oversleeps and realizes at lunchtime tomorrow, and you still miss the whole morning. I agree, it's dicey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I guess that they have the person's name, too, that has the ticket, so it's not like you could just show up the next day and just ride that thing out or sell it. I mean, somebody would get to you at some point.
Sell it, but I don't know that he couldn't go back there the next day with them. I don't know.
He could, but then eventually he's going to be found. But then again, like, what is the consequence?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's a great question.
That is the most bizarre ticket thing I've ever heard.
And to pay what they're paying and then have to go jump through hoops to get the tickets. Yeah, it's. Well, I didn't like the electronic tickets. This is like 10 times worse.
This is secondary market. I know there's a lottery that you go in and you can get it. And at that point, I don't know how expensive those are. I'm just going to have to ask Ann LaGoria for a press credential if I'm
going
to
go.
Because this sounds insane.
Yeah. It's the one thing I've always wanted to do, but it just doesn't seem feasible to get there.
Yeah. I feel bad.
It doesn't. Why?
I feel bad.
Or
Ann had reached out about wanting to come on. You know, Big Hurls hates golf. And I was like, I don't know, man.
Well, there's your guy. Sorry, Big Hurl said no.
I didn't even get back to her because I didn't want to throw Big Hurls under the bus, but I just did. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's down there and toiling right now.
Back in the day, we used to have the reports every hour.
I know. God, and you got to go 1 minute, 7 minutes later. And there's 8 golfers from Argentina.
Are those shorts a little tight? That's the way I see them in my head.
Fuzzy Zeller's using a new 60-degree wedge.
And I'm sleeping with the fan on again.
I really like Ann, but... Like, I just, at this point, like, I feel like I'm pushing it enough with talking about this stuff.
I hear
getting
you.
Reprimanded. Brian in Sayville, what's going on, Brian?
Really? Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, I won the lottery last year, and it cost a whopping $110 for a practice round. And the thing is, with the practice round, you could actually bring a camera.
Yeah, the practice round, it's the best way to go.
It is. I would totally shoot for a practice round rather than a weekend, God forbid. It's crazy.
Well, I remember when I went to the U.S. Open at Bethpage in 2000, I went to the Tuesday and Wednesday practice rounds and I had a blast with the camera, everything. And I remember a friend of mine went Thursday through Sunday, and what he came back feeling was you had no idea what was going on aside from what was in front of you. You know, if you didn't see that, you didn't see anything other than the group you were following, or you just plant yourself at a hole or at a tee box just to see everybody. But I'm with you, man. Practice rounds, go walk around, see the grounds, take pictures. It's a blast. And autographs, too, for the kids.
A lot of autographs. The guys were more laid back. And it was just a much better experience.
Yeah, and Brian, you were allowed access to every hole. You could walk, you know.
Every hole.
Wow.
Every hole. We just sat on 16 to watch them skip it across the water. It was great.
Wow. Yeah, no, cool. That seems like a lot of fun. And that lottery is a way to go, but obviously it's not easy to win that lottery.
Of course not.
Let's go to Frank in Connecticut. What's going on, Frank?
Good morning, boys. How are we?
What's up?
I'm a PGA member, so I have my own ticket. They let PGA members in, so I've been a bunch of times. But they only have season ticket, like, badge holders for the week. There's no such thing as an individual one-day ticket.
Yeah.
That's why you have to hand them back and forth. And it's a lifelong thing. You're on a list just like Giant Seasons tickets, for example. And there you're not supposed to sell them. So this whole secondary market thing, you're supposed to lose your badge if you're caught selling your tickets for more than face value.
So theoretically,
but
Frank,
they don't enforce it anymore.
So theoretically, if you get your weekly pass for, I'm just throwing a number out there, let's just say $500, yeah, people
right
are, from what it looks like on StubHub, taking them, passing them around, and selling them for $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a day?
Right.
Okay. Wow. Just damn.
Well, I mean, okay. Yeah. And that's a great deal you got there, Frank.
I guess I'm never going to complain about someone paying $1,000 to see Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh, no. No,
I mean, holy crap.
I mean, it's all relative to people. I mean, I don't think there's somebody who's, using their entire savings account to do this unless they're knocking on death's door or something and they want to make sure they see the Masters. It's a bucket list thing. But, you know, people who do this are people that this is like $12,000 is $120 to...
Yeah, I'm Boomer size.
He gets to play there.
Yeah, three times.
Yeah, as he reminded us.
Yeah, I mean, well, that would be the thing, right? I mean,
yes.
Seeing those guys and seeing the course and seeing history is one thing.
I would say more than anywhere, but for me, and I want to go to St. Andrews for sure, and Pebble Beach is on that list, and but I would say Augusta National has to be the place because of, for one, for years and years, and I don't know if you know this or not because you just got into it, but for years and years and years, the only thing that was ever televised was the back nine. That was it. And they obviously opened it up now, and now you feel like you always knew the back nine, hole by hole, you could describe it. To be out there and play it would just be, yeah, it would be pretty awesome.
I'd be the amen corner starting on 11, and we'd all end up in the water on the left.
Oh, I'm 100%, sure. No doubt. My son asked me what he thought I would, what I could shoot there. I literally said 150. Between 140 and 150.
You'd do a little better than that, I think.
I don't know.
You think you'd do a little better than that.
I think I'd five putt greens.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Maybe in the beginning, but then you get used to it by the end.
Okay, keep telling yourself that.
No, I'm telling you that. I'm not telling me that. I'm telling you. You've been playing way longer than me.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.